Today, we are celebrating the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord when we recognize that the one, our Lord, who descended from heaven is ascended into heaven. And what a wonderful joy, what a wonderful solemnity. But before I talk about the solemnity, let me talk about what are we celebrating in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee as well. This weekend is commonly known to be called Ordination Weekend. Yesterday, Archbishop Listecki ordained two men to the priesthood of Jesus Christ to serve the Holy Catholic Church. One from Wisconsin and the other one from Venezuela. So what a wonderful joy to see that men continue to answer the call to the priesthood. However, two are great as they are, two are not enough. The Lord continues to call men and women, but we had to pray for vocations. So, and in this ordination weekend as well, we remember most of the priests in the archdiocese have been ordained within these days, within 2 weeks of the dates when they were ordained. So if you receive a priest, congratulate them for their anniversary to the priesthood and pray for them as well. The good ones were ordained in May. The bad ones were ordained in November. So don't congratulate me, I was in November. But let's talk a little bit about the feast that we are celebrating, the solemnity. It's a wonderful celebration. As a kid, I thought that I didn't understand fully this solemnity because I was like, wait, the Lord went up to heaven and that's it? He went up and he disappeared from us? He didn't took us with him, what's the deal? However, it's deeper than that. The Lord, he doesn't abandon us. Actually, he's more closer to us than ever. Why? Because he who descended from heaven, he who denied himself to empty himself to be a human being, he's ascended into heaven, not the same person who came down. Now he's transformed. Why? Because he has his humanity with him. And therefore, he's taking our human nature to God. And he says that he's seated at the right hand of the Father. It's not only literally. Yes, he might be seated on the throne next to God, the Father. However, it's to that phrase, to be seated at the right hand of God, means that as he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, he's taking up his authority back. He continues and he is our ruler. And therefore, he is our God. So when we look our kingdom, our home, we don't look to the horizon. We don't look our homes, we don't look to this country, we don't look to any kingdom. We look up to heaven because that is our home. That is our kingdom. We are visiting this world, but we are called to go back to our Father as well. And he took us in our nature that we may share eternal life with him. However, as the apostles did, they were looking up the sky and the angels appeared to them and said, what are you doing? Go and do your work. We have a work to do. He says before he left us, before he ascended, he said, I am sending you to proclaim the gospel of the Lord to every creature and to all the nations. And we haven't fulfilled that task that the Lord has given to us. I walk the streets of West Bend and I see people that do not believe in the gospel of Christ. There are still people that do not believe in Jesus Christ. Therefore, our task is to continue to spread the gospel of Christ, because they do not believe most of the time in the true gospel. That's why the promise is that he will send us the Holy Spirit to remind us of the true gospel, that that's the one we should proclaim. So our work, before we look up to heaven and dream of being in our home with our Father, we have to work. And he's saying to that, if you preach the gospel, these are the signs that are going to be with you. You are going to heal the sick. If you drink anything that is deadly, nothing is going to happen to you. You are going to drive out demons, and you are going to pick up serpents, and that won't harm you. We have to be careful how we read that gospel. The Lord doesn't telling us, go and pick up serpents. Be smart. If they get you, you will die, okay? The serpent is the image. We have to remember the image in Genesis when he tricked our human parents to sin, and that separates us from God. The Lord is saying to us, you are not slaves any longer of sin. That serpent, that poison of sin, it won't harm you anymore, because now your nature is in heaven. Because now the Holy Spirit is with us. We can live a life without sin. Is easy? No. But we can. And that's what the Lord is saying. Those signs are wonderful signs that if you are preaching the true gospel, that means that you are not sinning any longer. Because the Lord wants us to be free of that sins. So when we look today, into the great solemnity, we look into that great promise that we can live in freedom, that we have the Holy Spirit, that we may proclaim it to every creature. So what a wonderful thing. And today we should pray for vocations to the priesthood and unreligious life, that the Lord may continue to call men and women to serve him in his church, to proclaim the true gospel of Christ to every creature. The Lord may be calling your grandson and your granddaughter to become a sister or a priest. The Lord may be calling your son or your daughter to become a religious sister or a priest. The Lord may be calling you to be a priest or a religious sister. Let us pray that the Lord may see our vocation in life, that we may serve Christ through his church by serving others. Let us pray for vocations, that the Lord may increase those men and women who answer in the call of Jesus Christ. And let us pray for each one of us, that as we pray for the coming of the Holy Spirit, we may be able to lose our fears, to lose sin, that we may able, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, to proclaim the gospel to every creature.